Hi everybody, this is Jib Ellison from Blue Sky, and this is our 10-in-2 report for the week of September 4th. 10 stories from this week that we think are interesting, provided to you in a couple minutes. And if anything interests you, you can go to our website and find the links and check it out for yourself. So here we go. 1. Mars. Not the planet, but the privately held chocolate company, has pledged to spend $1 billion on its sustainability and a generation plan. In it, it aims to tackle climate change by reducing greenhouse gas emissions and promoting sustainable farming. They want big companies from around the world to follow their lead, which will include investments in renewable energy, food sourcing, cross-industry action groups, as well as directly in support of farmers. Good for them. Two, according to Forbes, sustainable food startup Memphis Meats received $17 million in Series A financing from notable investors such as Richard Branson, Bill Gates, and more. The company is developing, quote, real meat grown directly from animal cells, unquote, a new trend in food that is designed to significantly reduce the environmental, social, and moral footprint associated with the industrial-scale meat production.
I'm going to Memphis.
Mm-hmm. 3. The Netherlands has become an agricultural giant by showing what the future of farming could look like. It's bereft of almost every resource long thought to be necessary for large-scale agriculture. Nonetheless, it's the globe's number 2 exporter of food as measured by value. All of this is made possible by a commitment to sustainable food systems and technological research in the face of the global population boom. 4. In a related story, SoftBank-backed startup Plenty is out to build massive indoor farms on the outskirts of every major city on Earth. In the world they are imagining and attempting to create, food could go from farm to table in hours rather than days or weeks, year-round. The startup is on track to begin the deliveries from its pilot vertical farm to growers in the Bay Area by the end of 2017. 5. Nonprofit Democracy Earth's sovereign app is poised to completely change how people vote. Employing blockchain technology, the app allows people to securely and easily vote on important issues at a country or company level. The first test allowed users to vote on an unofficial deal between Colombia and a rebel group. 6. In a related study published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B, African wild dogs seem to vote over pack decisions by sneezing. The more sneezes there were, the more likely it was that the pack moved off and started hunting. Now, this differs from the Democracy Earth news in one crucial way. The study suggested some sneezes hold more weight than others, and much like many humans, the dogs haven't yet figured out what blockchain is exactly. 7. Another nonprofit story. Open Source Seeds, based in the German town of Marburg, has just launched a licensing process for open source seeds to create a new repository of genetic materials that can be accessed by farmers around the world in perpetuity. The idea is to separate seeds from the private domain in direct response to the increasing trend towards monopolization of genetic resources. 8. My colleague and producer of this podcast, Zach Winter, saw a tweet this week that gave solid reasoning for his preponderance for arguing with people online despite the next to zero chance of changing their minds. Reason 1, you do it to change the minds of less committed onlookers. 2, to give comfort to onlookers who are glad to have allies in the fray. 3, to reinforce the valuable norm of sharing one's opinion. And 4, to model polite and reasonable argumentation. So, everyone, according to Zach, you should get out there and politely hammer on climate skeptics and other people who are irrational. 9. A new study published in the journal Risk Analysis found that Americans across the political spectrum are more likely to support policies designed to mitigate climate change after viewing news articles and images that inspire hope. Articles that provoke fear, on the other hand, encourage people to be more willing to compromise on the issue, particularly conservatives who are less likely to support climate change policies. Anger had the opposite effect, spurring people to stick to their beliefs and remain divided down political lines. And 10, understanding the link between climate change and the recent apocalyptic weather around the globe really comes down to one figure. According to Time magazine, the air can hold 7% more water with every degree Celsius that the temperature rises. Therefore, a warmer ocean makes a warmer atmosphere. A warmer atmosphere can hold more moisture. Thus, the same storm in a warmer planet will give you more rainfall. For links to each of these stories, please visit our website, bluesky.com. That's BLUSKYE.com. And as always, the E is in the wrong place. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.